Proclamation number 8578 of 2nd of August, 1963. Recognizing the deficiency and opening the heart. And even if heaven opens itself to you and lets its ray of light and love fall to earth, you men also still avoid its bright shine and withdraw into darkness, which I would like to radiate through with brightest light. And the light loses its effect where it meets resistance. So also my word will be without power where it is opposed. You men will not recognize it as address of your God and Father from eternity, because you do not desire to be addressed by me, because you still languish in the chains of him, who wants to oust me out of your consciousness. But you should nevertheless seriously ask yourselves whether you feel completely happy in your present state, for you cannot deny the shortcomings and adversities which again and again burden you, and you'll also never look forward to the future with confidence. It will always weigh upon you like a nightmare what fate you will meet, be it on earth or also after your death, because you possess no light about this either, and although you are not able to believe in a survival, you also do not know exactly whether you will live again. Nor do you know exactly whether your existence will end with earthly death. Everything lies before you in uncertainty, and also your earth life itself can still change and bring you disastrous events, because you do not have your fate in your own hand. And that is why you would only think and act wisely if you take everything into consideration which is supplied to you in spiritual knowledge. If you would not thoughtlessly reject everything but take a stand on it. Step out of the darkness of the night and enter into my light of love, and it will truly not be your disadvantage. Believe above all that you have emerged from a power, which has not created you in that defective state, but in which you are, when you walk as man over the earth. Believe that this power wants to make you happy because it loves you, otherwise you would not have been created by it, and therefore accept from it what it offers you in its love, light and power, which you do not possess and therefore also cannot be happy. And do not be deceived by the awareness to possess life power and to be able to use it for earthly well-being. But also this life power can be taken from you from today to tomorrow by that power, and then you no longer live on this earth, but you are also not gone in your being. Your actual self lives on, only in a very deficient state, if you have not taken care on earth that it has attained light and power. And when a ray of light from above reaches you, do not leave it unheeded, but open yourselves and let it radiate into yourselves. Take note of my word, through which I myself light a light for you, in which you will feel well and then also want to increase the light yourselves, because it will make you happy when you have stepped out of darkness and are hit by my love light ray, which filled you in the beginning and made you unimaginably happy. Seek to regain what you have lost through your own fault. It is available to you at any time. I do not withhold my ray of love light from you. I only wait that your heart opens and lets my love radiate in ready to receive, which will now also make you happy again, and you no longer want to miss it. My love pursues you and will also never give you up. And again I will speak to you and therefore send my love ray to earth, but I cannot force you to accept it. I can only constantly woo you in your love and give you proofs of my being and my union with you, but it is up to you whether you want to recognize me when I step into your way, when my love expresses itself towards you. The light shines brightly and radiantly. but he closes his eyes and consciously turns towards darkness. He feels nothing of the benefit of light, and for him it shines in vain. But his unhappy, deficient state does not disappear either. Already as a human being he will never find fulfillment of his longing, and after his bodily death his soul will have to endure agonies when it realizes that it left its earthly life unused and yet it could have achieved much. It would be possible for every human being to come from the darkness of night to the light of day during earthly life. No man needed to fear darkness because he could leave it at any time and turn towards the light, which constantly radiates down to earth in form of my word, which is always my love emanation out of the spiritual kingdom, which cannot be replaced by anything else, which alone gives life and strength, and therefore my word has to be listened to in the desire to reach the light through it. Then the human being voluntarily opens his heart and lets me myself kindle a light in him which will never go out again, for my light is my ray of love which will never lose its illuminating power, which fills a hitherto lightless being and places it into the state of knowledge and fullest realization in which the being has been infinitely blissful from the start. Amen.